Hey, shout out to our show sponsors, Viking Carpet One, Outlet and Flooring, Bernadette and Tony. And all you got to do is give them a call or go into the store. Just go, Tony! And you will get the absolute best deal on any flooring in the city. Tony will hook you up. Whether you're just buying the materials, whether you want it installed, Tony will hook you up. All you got to do is call up Viking Carpet One. Go, Tony! Viking Carpet One in Spring. They serve everywhere in the greater Houston area. So whether you're down in Galveston, out in Katy by me, on the other side of Baytown, up in Conroe, doesn't matter. They will come and install your floors for you. Whether you want hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, carpet, some each, doesn't matter. They will come and install it for you. And if you yell, Tony, you will get the Area 45 discount. He will absolutely give you the biggest hookup. You know, and these are people who are involved in the community. Right? They give back to the community. This isn't a big box store where you walk in and maybe in an hour and a half after you've asked five 22-year-old kids if they can help you with it and they say, I don't work in this department. No, you go into Viking Carpet One, the students you walk in, you have an expert with you from the second you walk in the door, walking you through the process. No waiting, no fuss, no nonsense. You don't have to stand there and look for a guy in an orange apron, hoping that they know anything about flooring. Because you know you got to wait an hour before you find that guy. Viking Carpet One, Outlet, and Flooring. It will get you the best deal. Go hit up my guy Tony. By the way, my guy Tony hitting me up. Talking about this idiot, drunken moron who decided to make threats to Lance McCullers Jr. He said, Lance should get to pick any boxer or MMA fighter to be in the room alone with this guy for 3 minutes, and whatever happens, happens. I bet you the guy will never send another email in his life. So what do you think? Alexander Usyk and this drunk schmucko. 3 minutes. Or what about this? Did you ever play Suicide or Asses Up as a kid?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm. So, well, like, if you threw the ball and it didn't hit the wall on a fly, you had to run to the wall before somebody pegged you with the ball?
No, it sounds familiar, but no, I never played
and,
that.
And if you missed, like, more than once, you had to stand at the wall and everybody got to take turns whipping the ball at you? This guy should get tied up to a wall and let Lance stand about, say, 40 feet away and just whip baseballs at this guy for an hour. I like the fact that, A, it's an hour, and, you know, one baseball in the back isn't going to knock you out cold, whereas, you know, one punch in the head from Alexander Usyk will probably knock you into next month. No, there's a gradual buildup of pain. And there's also the fear of the anticipation of pain. So with every following throw, drilling this guy again and again and again and again, I think that'd be a hell of a lesson. Might cost him a few ribs and a couple of vertebrae. You think it'd be all right if we just let Lance, like, drill him in the back of the head? Like, the last 10 minutes, the back of the head is fair game.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, for the first 50 minutes, you're just drilling him in the back, in the ass, in the legs. But the last 10 minutes, you can go at his head.
Let's see if he makes any more threats anymore.
Be a life-changing experience. For sure. Now, I said coming into this segment, you know, sometimes the jokes just write themselves. Well, We have certainly had plenty to say about Jordan Alvarez's hand injury and the way the Astros seem to have botched this 6 ways to Sunday. And Dana Brown said before a game the other day, he said, I think the big point here is when he had the first injury in terms of the muscle strain in the hand, maybe we shouldn't have let him fight through that. He said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hand. So he thought maybe he could grind through it. It was just soreness. Maybe at that point, we should have shut him down, maybe for a week, give it a chance to heal, not let him try to fight through it and potentially cause more damage. Ya think? Maybe considering the guy is the best hitter on your team and one of the best hitters in baseball, that if he says he has hand issues, you might want to go get him scanned right then and there. X-rays, MRI, right frickin' now. And don't give me the, well, you know, there was swelling when we did it, so we couldn't really see. Then you do it again when there's less swelling, jackass. You do it again. Nah, you know what? We just kind of let him freewheel it. And then it turned out he had a fractured hand. I mean, who knew? Well, you would have if you'd have done your damn jobs. Now, Zach DiZenzo also has a hand injury, and he went for an MRI yesterday. And just to kind of put the cherry on this, Chris, as part of the pregame ceremonies the other day, the Astros honored Dr. Thomas Melhoff for 35 years of service to the organization. Dr. Melhoff is one of the Astros team physicians. Would you like to take a wild guess what his specialty is? Just throw it out there.
I don't know. No, just go ahead and tell me because I don't know. Now I really want to know.
Hand surgery. The guy is a hand specialist who's been with the team for 35 years. Do you think maybe you should have let him look at Jordan? Bueller. The jokes write themselves. How did the Astros get to this point? Because something I've talked about for years, the way they mismanaged Lance McCullers Jr. and why he has been injured so much, because they continually mismanaged him. They knew he had a bone spur that was fraying his flexor tendon. Oh, we'll just rehab it. How do you think you rehab a bone spur? Or how about what they did to JP France when he showed up to spring training last year after throwing the most innings in of his life, with a bum shoulder? And they said, well, you know what? Verlander's got a bum shoulder too, so you got to pitch. And they pitched him through a sore shoulder. And it got worse. And it got worse. Until ultimately, he wound up with a torn shoulder capsule. One of the most difficult injuries a pitcher can come back from. Shoulder capsule, what ended the career of Johan Santana, what ended the career of Chenming Wong. That's what JP France is coming back from. Maybe one day. But why they pitched him through this injury without getting an MRI, why they pitched him through this injury made no sense. And then after they pitched him through it and he struggled, they sent him down to AAA, where they pitched him again. I don't know what the decision-making process is for the Houston Astros when it comes to injuries, because we all remember when Jordan had a hand and wrist injury and Dusty Baker didn't even know which hand it was. I, the amount of incompetence medically from the Houston Astros for a team that is so great with analytics, that is so great with player development, that is so great with how they strategize, how they get the most out of players. How are you so flipping dumb when it comes to injuries? How is this even physically possible? It's like all of a sudden they take a stupid pill. And wasn't it 2 years ago Dana Brown was saying, you know, we're going to take a look at our entire medical thing from top to bottom, see if we can figure out why things are going wrong. Dana, you're getting worse. You're getting worse, buddy. I don't know what you looked at. Put on some glasses. It is the most incredible failure of competence of any team in any sport right now when it comes to injuries. They are the worst. And every team is dealing with injuries. Right? The pitchers continue to go down like flies as Major League Baseball, for the second year in a row, tweaked the pitch clock with no information, no statistics, no research on the impact of the pitch clock on the health of pitchers, because you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out they put in a pitch clock and pitchers are dropping like flies. And then they made it shorter this year and they're getting hurt more. Baseball wants to ignore it because, oh, it's faster. People like it's faster. Nobody likes watching all the guys from Double A. Nobody likes seeing your star pitchers out for the year. And that's where we are right now. The Astros continue to be absolute clown show when it comes to injuries. Diagnosing them, treating them, and rehabbing them. And the fact that we're talking about this with their best player, and you think about how many years they messed up with Lance McCullers and how it took them 2.5 years to get back. What have they done wrong with Louis Garcia that he's had 6 setbacks? How am I supposed to believe that Christian Javier will not have a setback? Because damn, it doesn't everybody. Isn't that the Astro way? Get hurt, try to come back, setback 3 months, try to come back, setback 3 months. Can't they just call Justin Verlander and ask him how he did it? Because he didn't have any setbacks. Hell, he came back and won Cy Young. So how come Verlander could do it right on his own? Remember all that nonsense that was getting talked? Oh, Verlander doesn't want to be a part of the team. He thinks he's better than everybody else. He's not a leader. Verlander got his rehab right. And he came back and he dominated the league. The Astros, it's like, hey, does that cut hurt here? Let me throw some battery acid on it. Years, hand specialist. Doesn't look at Yordan. Genius.